conference last October, we came up with this. What I want to tell you today about is the investments that Microsoft is making in cloud computing are really substantial. $500 million per data center. We're building 20 data centers. These are the ones that are planned or already online. And by next year, we're going to have the 20 data centers using 180 megawatts. Now, a lot of people may not know, we have over a billion Windows Live ID authentications every single day. That's enormous scalability. We also have over 500 million active users. So we're building a lot of web properties that are over the last decade that are already at ginormous scale. You probably have heard us talk about the S plus S vision within Microsoft. What this means is software plus services, it's all designed to give you choice. Choice is the key word here. So what you get with choice when you take the S plus S approach is you get the best of both worlds. You get to make the right decision for your business. Should I run some software on-premise or should I run some in the cloud? The reason being is if you tried to do everything in the cloud, it would take you years and years. Your IT department would be behind. You wouldn't be able to get all of the apps you really need in the cloud, all of your enterprise functionality. So you need to have a mixed or intelligent hybrid approach. That's S plus S. Now, when you look at Microsoft, you know that we've got great on-premise software. We've been doing it for 30 years. We're taking a lot of that technology of our developer tools and our developer platform, Windows platform, .NET, of course, but we're leveraging that when we build the cloud platform. You'll see other cloud vendors that are building only the top row on this chart. Microsoft is providing a complete S plus S story by focusing on the complete spectrum of opportunities here. So what makes sense is you need S plus S on-premise for some functionality. You want to marry that with what's right for you to use the cloud and get the economies of scale that you can get out of cloud computing. So we offer some finished assets in the cloud, like Live Mesh and Business Productivity Online Suite. That's what BPOS stands for, Health Vault. Office web apps are coming at the start of next year, 2010. Now, if you look at on-premise, you see all of our existing server-based applications, as well as, of course, Office Microsoft Windows. Then you look at Visual Studio, the developer assets that are for on-premise. Geneva Framework and Geneva Server are two of the important things that are part of our advantages for going to the cloud with Microsoft. What Geneva is, it's a new technology coming this fall from Microsoft that's going to make it easy for you to get integration with Active Directory between your on-premise business user accounts with your cloud services and cloud applications that you're building out. You don't want to have to recreate those user accounts in the cloud, and Geneva's going to make that easy for you. This is a diagram of the complete cloud story. We have the Azure Services platform, which is our developer cloud platform. Then we have the middle row there is Business Productivity Online Suite. The difference between those and Azure Services Platform is those are not for developers, those are for end users. They're live right now. They've already been shipping since last October. Azure is in beta right now. BPOS has been shipping since last October and users can use it. It's for your IT pros, just provision it and your users go up and use it. And then of course on the top row, Office 14 has very compelling new applications coming at the beginning of next year. So this is a complete cloud picture. Part of that is email. We have Exchange Server running on-premise, Exchange Online is a finished service running in the cloud, and you get the same integrated story with all of these client applications, whether it's Outlook or Web Access or mobile. Okay, 1 minute. Now these are a couple case studies that we've already got of our customer base. One that I'll call out in particular is GlaxoSmithKline. They just chose Microsoft Business Productivity Online Suite for 100,000 of their global employees. Now, the significance of our Business Productivity Online Suite, just to give you a little touch point on what this costs, if you're looking at an email a mailbox for your users, typically good organizations can measure that to be about $18 per month when you factor in all the costs. We can get that cost down to $7.50. So that's a compelling cost savings for organizations that we offer with Business Productivity Online Suite. And then finally, I want to tell you about something that you might not always think about with Microsoft. But let me tell you, interoperability is a key philosophy at Microsoft for the last couple of years ever since the CTO, Ray Azzi, started with building the Azure Services platform, he said from day zero, it has to be interoperable. So believe it or not, you can absolutely work with Java, PHP, Python. We're using those technologies all throughout Microsoft and building them into Azure Services platform. So it's not just a .NET story. And finally, this is just a little tease on what's coming. The next spring, Office web applications are going to be part of the finished assets running in the cloud. So you'll have client applications, you'll have server applications, you'll have developer platform, and you'll have all the on-premise capabilities as well. So if I could get all the folks from Microsoft to raise your hand, and we could talk to them later if you need to. There's Z, there's John McClellan, there's Vlad, and Ashish in the back. So feel free to find us later. Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much.